Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am ever so grateful that you have joined me today on another beautiful day in this magical world. If we remember to keep our perspective in that light, then that is what we will be creating. I want to remind us of that each and every day. It is our focus. It is our perspective that matters, regardless of what we see going on in the world around us or even in our own personal lives. And if we can remember to always bring our focus or to remember to always bring our focus back to finding the love in the moment, it is an absolute game changer. And so speaking of, I have a question from a listener today that I wanted to address. And she says this: I recently left a job situation that had become very toxic. I went out in the best way I could, coming from a place of love and not gossiping about what had happened. The other people, however, are doing very passive-aggressive things aimed at me, and it's been shaking my focus. I just want to be done with that energy and start enjoying my life again. I know this has been a big theme lately, but how do I keep coming from a place of love despite the attacks that are still coming my way? I'm not sure if you can relate this to things going on in the world as well, but I find it challenging sometimes to be a warrior of love and feel like I'm also protecting myself. Any insight on this would be awesome. Well, I would be happy to oblige. I think I have a good amount of things to say about this, actually. I see tons and tons of clients each and every week. Well, I don't see tons and tons each and every week. I only see one client a day, and I don't do this every single day because that's just too much for me. I can only do about 3 sessions a week. But I do see tons and tons of clients, I should say, a year. And what happens when the clients go into a deep state of trance, where they are allowing their higher self to speak through them more freely? What they are always told when they are going through any sort of conflict in their life, they are always told that this is happening for them in one way or another. And those reasons are many, and it's always different for the individual. But those reasons can be to learn, to experience, and to also help others. Because we can't help another through the same exact situation unless we've experienced it, unless we know what it's like for ourselves. Then, once we do know, it gives us the ability to understand and also the compassion and the empathy to see and help another person through their journey. It is such a beautiful role that we play when we make these agreements as souls, because this is what it's all about. We come in as souls, we make these agreements to learn lessons and to have different experiences. And both of those things are always aimed at helping others. That is like what everyone's life purpose is. One of the biggest questions that people have when they come to me is, what is my purpose? What am I doing here? What am I supposed to be doing? And so often, so very often, the purpose is to just be here, to just experience being here. Because by being here, what we're doing is experiencing. We are fractals of source, like I'm saying all the time. We are little sparks of the greater one. And Source decided, when Source became aware out of the infinite nothingness, Source became aware of its own consciousness and thought, I want to learn. I want to explore. I want to experience all that there is. So Source burst out into all of these tiny fragments. And a lot of those tiny fragments are us. And so our role here, our purpose here is to experience and to learn and to go out and to have these experiences that are not possible when all you are is complete and total loving, peace, and harmony. When all you are and all you can see is unity, and that feels like complete ecstatic love, like total peace, what do you learn? You don't learn much. And what do you experience? Not much but that. And while that is absolutely beautiful, it gets boring after a while. And so Source decided to go out and experience. And so that is our job here. We are here as little Source creators experiencing. And everything that we are experiencing, we are communicating back to Source. And everything that Source is experiencing is communicating back to us on some level. We do have access to it all. This communication happens back and forth. As Dolores Cannon says, we are all like cells in the body of God, all one, all working together, all communicating together as one grand whole, learning and experiencing what it's like to do something different, to be in a body even, because that is an experience in and of itself. And so the difficult things that we came here to experience are to gain perspective. Everything is about perspective. And how one individual sees or views an experience is completely different than another person is going to see or view an experience. And so it's so important for Source to have all of these different perspectives so that it can learn, so that it can have this grand totality of understanding from each and every perspective possible in the infinitum of possible. And so that takes a long time. And so we are here doing the job, learning these lessons for the whole, for ourselves and for the whole. It's such a beautiful thing. Because we all volunteer to play certain roles. Sometimes we're the mother, the friend, the caregiver. Sometimes we are the victim. Sometimes we're the persecutor, the villain, the bad one. There's not a single one of us who doesn't have a person in our lives that thinks that we're the bad one. I certainly know I have a couple. And through no intention of my own, of course, I feel like I always have good intentions. Don't you? So you have no control over how that other person's perspective is seeing you, seeing their experience, and then reacting to it. And so remember that because we're all individuals having our own experience, having our own perspective, we're all going to react to things differently. And so very often we agree to play these roles, either to be the victim or the villain or the helper. Those are three main ones, because we can, A, learn to stand in our own power by learning that we are allowing our energy to be taken from another, because no one can take our energy. No one can suck it from us. There's no such thing. We allow someone to take our energy from us by allowing them to trigger us and by giving them that energy, by allowing that energy just to be sucked away, by allowing that light to be sucked out of us, by allowing them to think that maybe we're less than, not good enough. We allow them to take our light because it is our choice, our perspective, whether or not we want to believe them or allow it to affect us. And so this takes a lot of practice. And I feel like this is one of the biggest reasons that we go through these conflicts at work, because this is how we're spending our days. This is what we're doing with our days. This is how we're expending our energy. And so it's important for us to learn these lessons in that environment. And so if we are allowing our energy to be taken in any way, then we need to take a good look at how we are allowing that to happen. And that's going to be different for all of us. I had this experience in my life, and when I look back at it, it was an awful experience. But when I look back on it, I realize that I made it a whole lot worse than it had to be. And that if I could have just shifted my perspective and looked at the whole situation differently, and I was feeling like a victim in that situation. And if I could have taken myself out of that role and looked at it a whole lot differently, as far as this is happening for me in order for me to be able to stand in my power and really know how worthy I am, how valuable I am. And when I can see that in my own self, then I can expect others to see it of me as well. I did the opposite in my work situation that I'm talking about. I instead thought that my value was not being seen. Each and every single day, that's the way I felt, and that's the way I looked at it. And so that is what I got. That is the way I was treated. Less than. I always called myself at that job Dr. Dubich, because that's what I felt like I did. I just did the grunt work at this job. And I wasn't happy. I knew I was more valuable than this. Thing is, this was my job to switch my focus, because I was then presented years later with a very similar situation where it felt very, very much the same. And I thought to myself, this is interesting. This has got to be a really big life lesson, because this is same ice cream, different flavor. That's something that a psychic friend of mine used to always say. Different flavor. Same ice cream, different flavor. It's the same exact situation, just in a different flavor of it. There's different people involved, but it involves the same exact concept. So what are you supposed to learn? And then I realized, this is a mirror for me to reflect upon myself. So often our mirrors are showing us the equal and opposite thing that we believe ourselves to be. And so by seeing that, switching our perspective and owning that opposite within ourselves that we're seeing out there in our mirror, then we take our power back. We don't allow that energy to be taken from us, because we see ourselves in a different light. Now, the other side to that coin is also seeing that person in a different light. Because, you know, hurt people hurt people. Those who haven't been taught don't know how to do. Everyone comes from a different experience. And so it's really difficult sometimes to, you know, expect people to behave better when they just don't know how sometimes. And so when you understand that they're coming from a place of hurt, that their actions are because of something within them, some power that has been taken away from them, then you can bring in that compassion and even that forgiveness. Because when you see that they are showing you this beautiful aspect within yourself, this power that you have within yourself that you are reigniting, then you can thank them for their service for you. Because on that soul level, they agreed to play this role, to really upset you in this way so that you would turn your focus to this idea, this concept within yourself that needs work. Because what it all comes down to at the end of the day is learning to love ourselves, to see ourselves as source creator, to see ourselves as one with it all, and then to be able to look out and see all those quote unquote others as ourselves. And that is how we can gradually practice to bring the love into each moment, because it is us. And the more we build our own light, the more we are going to see it in our external. The only reason why that is happening in the external is to help you build your light. We have to have these experiences, because without these experiences, we don't learn. It's too easy to go through life and just have a good time. We don't learn without these conflicts. And so they're super important. How else would you learn to stand in your power or to speak your truth if you didn't have the opportunity for it to be challenged? Where would the lesson be if you always could just do that very freely? And so the reason for these beautiful challenges are opportunities for us to grow and learn. Now, we have the other choice. We could take them as wounds to hold on to and cause us woe. It's totally up to us. We always have that choice. And so, when we can remember that this is all happening either to learn, to experience, to help another, it makes it a little easier to understand. Because maybe your role in that job is to bring some light. Maybe it was just so dense there that your presence alone, you just being there, helped to lift them up. And no, it wasn't easy for you, but that was a job that you agreed to do because it helped both of you, do you see? You helped them see more light or have the experience of having more vibration, that higher vibration of light within their atmosphere. And they helped you step into your power more, understand your boundaries, learn how to speak your truth, whatever it may be. They are teaching you and you are teaching them. It's always this beautiful symbiotic relationship, just like cells in the body of God. That's what we all are. It is a beautiful symbiotic relationship. We are all helping one another. And while some of us may feel like there's lots of victims or villains in our lives, well, these are just roles that we've agreed to play so that we can have the experience, so that we can have the experience to learn that we are all one, so that we can then go back to the one. That's what we're doing, cycling. We leave, we come back with all that experience that we've learned. We share what we have learned. That's the point, that's the purpose, to be an experience. And so remember that there really are no toxic people, no quote-unquote toxic environments, because it's just a different vibration, that just a different lesson. There is no good, there is no bad, there is no better than, there is no less than, just different. Everybody gets there, no matter what path they choose. You can choose the light path, you can choose the dark path. At the end of the day, you get there. Maybe a little easier or harder, depending on what path you choose. But regardless, it all cycles back. This concept has been coming up so frequently in my sessions. The concept of the light and the dark, both working together in unison. Very important components of the whole. They work together. They are one. That means there is no better, no less, no good, no bad. Just experience. When we can look at it from a bird's eye perspective, outside of our human perspective, it looks a whole lot different. And so if you can try to imagine that from a higher dimensional perspective, from your soul's perspective, this little inkling of time that we have down here as a human in this life, it is so minute, so minuscule compared to the infinitum of eternity that our soul is. And so from that perspective, we look down and we say, all right, I'm going to go do that real quick. Let's see. Let's see what kind of experience that's going to be for me. What kind of perspective am I going to gain? What am I going to learn? From the soul's perspective, that's fun. And so this life is actually supposed to be fun. We're supposed to be having fun. And you know what's super fun? To be able to use your will to focus on your heart center so that you build your own light, so that you see that you are this immense, loving creator being, and you build that light so strong that you can share that light with others. And in turn, you see it in them as well, because as you see it in yourself and see that unity within yourself, it is easier to see in another. And as you do that, you see your environment change, and that is super fun because you remember your power. It is all in our minds, in our hearts. It comes from our hearts, directed by the focus of our mind. And that love that you are focusing on, that you are building, that you are recognizing, remembering that that is all that you are made of, that love is all the protection you ever need. It is the greatest protection and the only protection that you ever need. That light within yourself, that you build by remembering it. And I think that's it for me today, everybody. I want to leave you with a song. This is Symbolico, The Divine Purpose. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.